Welcome to the Deep Dive. This is where we take complex topics and really try to break them down into useful knowledge for you, the listener. And before we dive in today, a quick shout out to the folks making this research possible, SafeServer. They're all about hosting specialized software, like what we're covering today, and helping you with your digital transformation. You can check them out at www.safeserver.de. Okay, so our mission for this deep dive is BTC Pay Server. We've gathered some sources on this tool that honestly seems to totally change the game for businesses wanting to accept Bitcoin. And we really want to make this accessible, especially if you're maybe new to crypto payments or you're a small business owner just, you know, fed up with those transaction fees. This one's for you. All right, let's get into it. We've got info here describing an open source payment processor with some, well, frankly, huge claims. 0% fees and no middleman at all. Now, considering traditional processors often take a painful slice, saying you can do it for free, apart from network fees, of course.
Yeah.
That sounds, well, pretty disruptive.
Oh, it absolutely is. And that's really its core appeal right from the start. For anyone just starting out, think of BTC Pay Server as like your own private bank for crypto payments. You host it yourself. Yeah. Because it's open source, the whole thing is built to be secure, private, resistant to censorship. And yes, the software itself is free.
Okay, free software, but what's the real hook?
The key differentiator, the big why this matters, it really boils down to control. First, yeah, those 0% processing fees. You only pay the standard network fee from the blockchain itself, which varies.
Right, the miner fees.
Exactly. Second, and this is crucial, it's fundamentally non-custodial.
Non-custodial. Okay, that's one of those terms we need to nail down, especially for beginners. In the payment world, why is non-custodial such a big deal? What does that actually mean in terms of risk?
It means you are essentially your own bank, 100%. When a customer pays you using BTC Pay Server, the Bitcoin arrives directly into your connected wallet instantly.
Instantly, wow.
Yeah, there's no third-party processor holding on to your funds for 3 days, you know, waiting for settlement, or hitting you with unexpected chargebacks. You have complete control over your private keys, always.
So immediate access to the money.
Immediate liquidity, exactly. Zero counterparty risk, because there is no counterparty holding your funds. Plus, you get enhanced privacy and absolutely no need for know-your-customer KYC procedures because, well, it's your money going straight to your wallet.
Okay. That level of financial freedom is really compelling. You can see why businesses would want that, especially smaller ones. But it does bring up a potential hurdle.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm a beginner, that term self-hosted sounds like I suddenly need a computer science degree. I'm picturing server racks in my back room or something.
Right. Yeah, it can sound intimidating. But here's where the flexibility really helps smooth things out. You can, if you're tech savvy, deploy your own instance. You know, on a cloud server or even dedicated hardware. That gives you total independence.
Total control.
But the sources are clear. You don't have to start there.
Ah, okay. So there's an easier path.
Definitely. If managing the server infrastructure isn't your thing, the key option, especially for beginners, is using a shared server, often provided by a third-party host, maybe someone like, well, the sponsor of this deep dive.
Safe server, right?
Yeah. This massively lowers the technical bar to entry. And what's really interesting about the architecture is that a single server instance can support multiple users. It's multi-tenant, meaning once you or someone else has a server running, you can actually share that resource. You could let friends use it or other local businesses, maybe community members.
Oh, interesting. So you could create like a mini payment network locally.
Exactly. You start building a localized sort of decentralized payment system without every single person needing to manage their own server from day one.
Okay, so the basic flow is simpler than it sounds. Pick your setup shared or your own connect your shop or app, and the Bitcoin flows right into your wallet. Got it. But let's move beyond just getting paid. If I'm running a business, I need practical tools. What kinds of applications are like built into this thing to handle daily commerce?
This is where that open source nature really pays off. It's not just a way to receive money. It's packed with business tools right out of the box.
Like what?
Well, for instance, if you have a physical store, there's a point of sale app built right in. You can set up digital registers.
Ready to go, just like that.
Yep. If you're maybe a content creator or offer services online, you can easily embed a tipping button on your site. Need to bill someone internationally. Generate a simple payment link. It acts like an instant invoice.
Payment links. Okay.
You can even launch a full crowdfunding campaign directly from your BTC Pay Server instance. These aren't like clunky add-ons. They're core features.
Okay. That's pretty comprehensive. But what about after the money arrives? The less glamorous side, bookkeeping and accounting. Integrating crypto payments can be a nightmare there.
They've thought about that. It's designed for, as the sources say, smoother bookkeeping. You can generate invoices, manage them, track them easily. You get real-time notifications when they're paid.
Real time, nice.
And crucially, especially come tax time, there are professional tools to let you export all your invoice data. Different formats are available, which makes plugging it into your existing accounting software much, much easier. No more tedious manual checks.
So it tries to bridge that gap to traditional finance tools.
Exactly. And beyond invoicing, it has professional wallet management built in too. It supports important security and efficiency features like SegWit.
Which just makes Bitcoin transactions a bit cheaper and faster, right?
Physically, yes. And full support for hardware wallets, which is, that top tier of security for holding your keys.
That security and efficiency are vital. Okay, let's talk adaptability. A beginner really needs to know this can actually work with their current online store. Switching payment processors is usually a huge pain. How does BTC Pay Server integrate?
Yeah, this is a big one. The versatility here is genuinely impressive, according to the sources. We're not talking about some obscure system. There's a long list of pre-built integrations.
Okay, so I don't have to rebuild my website from scratch.
No, definitely not. You can essentially bolt this onto major e-commerce platforms. Think WooCommerce, Shopify, Magento.
The usual suspects.
Right. But also things like Zapier for automating workflows between apps, Wix, Drupal, OpenCart. The list goes on. It really shows it's designed to fit into the existing e-commerce world, not force everyone into its own little box.
That makes adoption way more realistic.
And to connect those integrations to like real-world speed and reliability, we should touch on the tech underneath. It all runs on a full node architecture. That's key for the security and independence we talked about.
Full node, okay.
And perhaps most importantly for usability, it has native support for the Lightning Network.
Lightning. For the beginner, that's the thing that makes Bitcoin usable for small, fast payments, right? Like buying coffee.
Precisely. It's like a second layer on top of Bitcoin that allows for near instant payments for, well, tiny fractions of a penny in fees. It makes microtransactions totally viable.
And BTC Pay Server supports it directly.
Yep. It supports the major Lightning implementations, LND, Core Lightning, or CLN, Eclair. This means the server can plug into that fast payment network in several robust ways, ensuring it stays reliable.
Okay, so you get the security of Bitcoin, the speed of Lightning, and zero processing fees.
Yeah.
That combination really does change the economics for a business.
It does.
And speaking of reach, you mentioned global invoicing. What about language support if you're aiming for international customers?
That's another strength highlighted. The sheer number of languages supported is massive. We're talking Deutsch, Spanish, Francais, Japanese, Chinese, Arabic. Even Zulu is mentioned. It's clearly built with global adoption in mind, not just for English speakers.
That's really impressive. Global reach baked in.
And if we look at some real-world examples, the case studies show this isn't just a niche tool, it scales.
Okay, hit me with some numbers. Does it actually work for big players?
Well, look at Namecheap, the domain registrar. They reported processing over $73 million in Bitcoin revenue using BTC Pay Server across 1.1 million transactions.
Wait, hang on. $73 million. Through a self-hosted open source tool with zero processing fees.
That's what the source claims. It really challenges the idea that you need those expensive traditional processors for high volume.
That number alone is, wow. Okay, what about situations needing really fast, high volume transactions, like events?
Good example is Bitcoin Atlantis. It was a conference. They processed 115,100 TOTR from 8,750 transactions in just 3 days.
3 days.
Yeah, it shows that Bitcoin, especially paired with Lightning and BTC Pay Server, is perfectly capable of handling that kind of intense. Bitcoin Jungle in Costa Rica, they enabled over 200 local stores or Bitcoin people who apparently scaled up to 270 merchants using the API for more advanced setups.
That community angle feels really important here. It brings us back to what BTC Pay Server actually is. It's not some big corporation, right?
Exactly right. It's crucial to understand it's an open source project. It relies on this diverse global network of volunteer contributors. The sources mention 177 distinct contributors.
Not that many volunteers.
Yeah. And that community focus is what drives its resilience, the constant improvements. It ensures the project stays aligned with what users actually need, not what shareholders demand.
Makes sense. Okay, for the more technical listener or the beginner who eventually wants to automate things, the sources mentioned two different APIs. Can we quickly clarify those?
Sure. There's the modern one called the Greenfield API. Think of this as the one for deep integration and automation. It lets developers run BTC Pay Server headlessly.
Headlessly.
Meaning without needing the user interface. They can manage everything, creating invoices, checking payments, managing stores all through code. Perfect for building custom systems on top of it.
Okay, so that's for advanced users or developers. What was the other one?
The other is the legacy API. And this is actually a huge competitive advantage, especially for businesses already using crypto.
How so?
Because this legacy API is designed to be fully compatible with the API structure of BitPay, one of the older centralized Bitcoin processors.
Oh, so if a business is currently using BitPay,
they can basically switch over to their own self-hosted, zero-fee BTC Pay Server instance almost instantly without needing a massive, painful rewrite of all their existing payment code.
That's huge. That removes probably the single biggest barrier for a business wanting to switch the integration nightmare.
Precisely. It makes migrating away from a centralized fee-charging provider much, much easier. Almost plug-and-play in some cases.
Okay, let's try and synthesize all this for you, the listener, especially if you're considering accepting Bitcoin. What are the key takeaways? It seems you get, first, total financial control. It's non-custodial. The money goes straight to you.
Mm-hmm. Complete sovereignty.
Second, you eliminate those extra processing fees, saving potentially quite a bit of money.
Just the unavoidable network fees remain.
And third, you get this flexible, feature-packed tool, POS, invoices, crowdfunding, all that, backed by a really active global open source community that keeps improving it.
Yeah. It really represents a fundamental shift. It puts the power and the immediate access to funds back in the hands of the merchant.
Which leads us nicely into our final thought for you to chew on. The source material really stresses that the software, even the logo and designs, are under the MIT license.
Which is a very permissive open source license.
Right. It essentially guarantees it stays free and open forever. So consider this. What does it actually mean for the future of global commerce? When the basic tools for processing payments, the very things that traditionally take a hefty cut, are legally required to stay open and accessible to everyone.
What happens when the rails are free?
Exactly. What new possibilities does this free and open model unlock, especially for small businesses around the world who are currently shut out or penalized by high fees and complex banking systems?
It really opens up the potential for massive economic inclusion, doesn't it? When the barrier to accepting digital payments just dissolves like that.
Something definitely worth thinking about. Well, that was a fantastic deep dive. Thanks for walking us through that.
My pleasure.
And thank you for joining us. A final thank you to our sponsor, SafeServer. They support this research and can help with your digital transformation and hosting needs. Find out more at www.safeserver.be. We'll catch you on the next deep dive.